sponsored by Tejano.
This is that proverbial second burrito episode.
It's not a proverbial, it's a semi-literal.
Okay.
As every other episode, there's like...
Just literal, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
You mean the post-burrito episode.
Yeah, the post-burrito
there's
episode.
There's a pre-burrito episode, and then there's a post-burrito episode.
In the first episode, are you just thinking about the burrito you're going to eat? Are you just like daydreaming?
Yeah, I'm just like big hungry, and I'm like,
All right, so yeah. We're going to do a Montreal music episode. We're going to play a bunch of songs. Then we're going to talk about them. Britain's scared of insulting people, but I don't think that's our aim here.
No, this is constructive, not destructive.
I don't think it's constructive,
no, it's not constructive.
Or destructive.
Yeah, that sounds like I'm taking on some sort of role that I don't feel.
We are just people who like music. We come from this city. Let's see what's out there coming from this city.
Do we have to?
We don't have to, and I don't want to. But
we're on the same page.
Here's one thing. Here's what we're going to do. When we're playing a song, we each get the figuratively would be the key turn on the nuclear bomb. So we need to come up with a term. Let's say, like, I've heard enough. And then once all three of us say that, we'll turn off that song.
Oh, I wondered if we were just doing a clip or the full thing. Okay.
We're not necessarily going to listen to the full thing of all these songs.
Thanks,
okay,
Mike.
But we have to give enough time. Well, that's why the key turn is perfect.
That's why there's three of
us.
It doesn't happen until all three say it. What should we say?
Ya basta.
What word's that?
Oh, ya basta. Basta means enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ya basta? No.
Ya basta.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basta, okay. Yeah.
I'm down with that.
I'm just going to say basta. Enough.
Is there anything else we should talk about before we get into this? Is there any important...
Any disclaimers and stuff? Just that... Because we've talked about this before, or I've talked about this. Just an idea. I usually come to these things with, I see potential in this.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to get clowned for saying something is decent if you don't think so. It's when I say something's decent, I just mean, like I said, I think there's potential here.
Yeah.
I just naturally think of things in that manner, and I often will find that, yes, okay, I would never listen to this song necessarily, but I'm not going to say that there's nothing good here that couldn't be worked on, and yeah. But also,
okay.
I'm not an authority. Like you said, maybe who cares? Who cares about my opinion, right?
Exactly,
like,
man.
Who cares?
We're just talking about it.
Yeah, who cares if I like it or not? That's true. Why am I even giving myself that much power?
This is an American Idol. But if so, I'm probably going to be the Simon Cowell.
Yes, you are. I'm what, Paula?
Paula? So you're Randy.
Okay, well, how's that for a role reversal?
Yeah, that's cool.
I like it. It's going to be an O for me, dog.
What was Paula's catchphrase?
Does she have a catchphrase, or
she's just
pilled out?
Paula's just a catch overall.
I wish.
You wish that she was a catch?
No, that I was on pills.
Oh.
Does anyone have something to start with? Because I got to look around here.
Oh, I have something.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
Well, I'll give a little backstory, I guess. Last season or something, this guy had reached out to us about playing his music during an episode, and we weren't recording any more episodes at that point, so I told him that I'd get back to him like when the new year started, but then I never did, but not because I was meant to, and Mike and I did end up listening to his music, and we both thought from the little that we heard that it was actually good. So I had no reason not to play it or check it out more. I just never got around to it. So this is me getting around to it, playing his music on the podcast like I'd always intended to.
Okay, well, who's he?
That's it. So that was my backstory. The Dio the Outcast.
D-O?
The Outcast.
The Outcast, okay.
Oh, shouts
and
to Dio the Outcast.
Yeah, he just put something out with Jamvis.
Exactly. I was going to say, Jamvis is my guy. Shouts to him.
So I'm going to play that song, and I have not heard it yet. So this is my first time hearing it. I'd heard something from his project that he put out in 2018, I think, called The Red Zone. I know that because I'm looking at his title page right now. But I'm going to play the new song from 2020. And it's called, what, Hado? I don't know. They put a bunch of H-A-D-O dot 0000, it appears. Oh, and I do have the aux. So, okay. So I'll play it?
Yes.
Okay. Is this louder?
Maybe a little louder.
Okay. Right. It's because it's the opening. I don't know what...
It's going to get louder.
This is... I'm at top volume right now.
Okay.
What's an everyday struggle to an everyday nigga? Like, I ain't nothing special. I ain't wanna push against the grain. Less about to hit my pelvis TikTok. I don't wanna run slow. I just wanna be alone sometimes. In the middle of the road sometimes. Summer nights is getting cold. Couldn't see me growing old. Mama told me death around the corner. Like them 40s at my uncle Frankie stole. So I'm living in the moment. Living every day like an expiration date. Been an outdated notion. Nothing new to me. Every little step a mistake. Been a wall that I never learned to breach. But I swear it's all good. Hanging with them looks on the curb, GV market said it's all good. Give a fuck about what you think by the niggas. Since I reached 21, I'm just happy that I made it out alive. Cause they don't really give a fuck about a nigga like me. Cop a thing on hella Benadryls inside my iced tea. Broken mirror, shattered glass below my feet. I can't sleep. Going through it, there won't never be a nigga like me. God almighty, I come as a humble sinner, adjacent to brother, sister, correlation, speak for my lack of patience, occupation, stack simile so fragrant, peep the fragrance, vodka, gin, I'm facing honorable, huxtable, like cheese to bagels, circles the knowledge spread, fills the bank that cannot be fed, I was never stable, I pray but I'm never able, deposit a stack for halos, adjust the payroll, my niggas like Cain and Abel, amen to your fallen angel. I need support, my feet on your Davenport. All this love that I can't ignore. Please remember me, not the man that I always was, but the man that I couldn't be. Cross my heart, bitch, I hope to die by tomorrow morning. A place where the dragons yawn it. I'm back with a strap to your back with this literary nap. But if you really feel the way I feel, then you fear everybody around me.
Yeah, basta.
Everybody around me, and that's a fact. The weak are strong. Through real or fake, through Similac and through the highs and lows.
People, yeah, basta.
My peripheral will see the shit you lack. Told me be a man, but my father gone. Where that money long and where them ass is fat. And that weed is strong. I'm tired of you hoes, but I feel like I need me a knee alone.
Okay, I'll stop it there. Okay. But,
well, I mean, wants to say something first. I liked it. Like, I wasn't expecting the guy to be that good.
But we'd listen to him, and you
were... I don't remember that.
Oh, no? Because you were pleasantly impressed. No, you were surprised how much you liked
okay,
it the first time.
Okay, well, it happened again.
No, that's it. You were, like, actually surprised when you first heard it, so...
Yeah. How long has he been around, do you know? Is there any, like...
Well, that last project was 2018.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I think he'd been around maybe a year before that.
Okay,
it was relatively new. I mean, he's young, right? He just said about just turned 21, so...
Okay, yeah.
He's young.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Jamvis one?
A Jamvis in him.
Yeah. I mean, near the end, it started getting a little... flow started getting a little funny, but other than that, it was
running
pretty,
out of steam toward the end. But yeah, great vocal tone. Musically is great. I've been championing young Jamvis for a minute, so it's good to hear that. The rappers in Montreal really need to step it up because the producers are in a completely different stratosphere at this point. Like so much good material to work with. It's up to you, the rapper, to apply yourself. So, shouts to Dio the Outcast because I'm definitely going to be peeping the whole project.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It's not like my thing necessarily. That kind of dark. Slow, but, like, very good, very talented. I like the the words. So yeah, no, good. I'm glad, and he was a nice kid in the message, so I'm happy he's good. I like when nice people are good.
I discovered I have to download SoundCloud app.
You're a mess.
It's not working on my...
Well, is it something you want me to find on Tidal?
Sure, if it's on there. Yeah, no, it's probably on there. Okay, this kid's name is T Dimes.
T and then D-Y?
T dot Dimes, D-I-M-E-S.
Okay.
There's a new joint called My People.
That's right here.
Okay.
So I'm about to play it.
I honestly don't know anything about this. I just found it.
Okay. Here it goes.
Shooters, I do for my niggas, never for the strangers. I hope they never to show me like strangers. I come here for the game like any intruder. My career's always an olifant. My people are fledging with other fame. This is all I've been running, so fuck the fame. Now this for my people, this is ain't no game. I feel like I got everybody.
Yeah, basta.
I hope they never to show me like strangers. I come here for the game like any intruder. My career's always an olifant. My people are fledging with other fame. This is all I've been running, so fuck the fame. Now this for my people, this is ain't no game. They used to call me a genius. Graduated, but I dropped it. So people knew that I could do it. College degree, I don't want it. Assume like I didn't feel it. What's for them, but I fuck it. They don't like what I do, but I love them. To the love in the hate, I still got them. I just want them to see me. I'll give them a reason.
Yeah, basta.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait. No, never mind. I just wanted to see what the hook was.
When that part...
I thought the hook started.
Okay.
That wasn't the hook at the beginning?
I have no
idea.
The
hook was the part that he repeated twice over.
I didn't even know he repeated some.
He did. When he fell off beat, I was like, oh my God. And then it came back and I was like, oh, that was his hook. Oh.
Yeah, so that was the hook at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay, that's what I thought.
I honestly couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Is he francophone rapping in English?
It sounded kind of like it. Must have been.
He said he didn't need college. No, he didn't want college.
Yeah, I heard that part.
Yeah, college degree, I don't want it. College degree, you might need it.
No, we have nothing to go off. You just wanted to get that in, and you got it in.
Shout out to you, T-Dimes. Keep working, baby.
From what I'm reading here, this is his first song.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like.
Or my first single, at the very least.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a single.
Everybody gets a growing phase
that's
and growing
it.
Period. So I have
like.
No doubt in my mind that he's going to develop and come up with some hot shit. But I'm going to keep it a stack. I would not put that on my playlist.
I mean, his tone was, like, good and stuff. It was a little, like, by the numbers.
It was by the numbers.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. For me, it was just the accent thing that throws me every time a little bit. I can't help that, but...
All right, I got one here.
Also, we're passing the ox around.
Yeah. It's the name of the episode, Pass the Ox.
Oh, is it?
Well, not necessarily. This
it
is
could be called Battle Ox.
This is Brandon Doré with Action. Video dedicated to Malcolm X.
Say that I'm late, say that I'm him. Might just need to take off with your bitch. Nigga, we good, nigga, we straight. Got a sweet tooth, now I'm getting this cake. Fuck what you want, just what I need. I don't feel good, motherfucker, we great. I'm on my grind, I don't waste time. Got a boss up, put you in your place. Say that I'm lit, say that I'm him. Might just need to take off with your bitch. Nigga, we good, nigga, we straight. Got a sweet tooth, now I'm getting this cake. Fuck what you want, just what I need. I don't feel good, motherfucker, we great. I'm on my grind, I don't waste time. Gotta boss up and put you in your place.
The neighborhood, post up on the block. I'm the savior, feeling paranoid. The police want me dead. Where's the cameras? Fuck Donald Trump and fuck politics. I'm a warrior, you can suck my dick. I don't give a fuck.
Ya basta.
Now it's
about time. Huh? Who's ready to go to war? Yeah, let the police stay out front. No cops gonna kill us no more. Why? No peace till we give a weak point. Say that I'm me, say that I'm him. Might just need to take off with your bitch. Nigga, we good, nigga, we straight. Got a sweet tooth, now I'm getting this cake. Fuck what you want, just what I need. I don't feel good, motherfucker, we great. I'm on my grind, I don't waste time. Gotta buy something, put you in your place. Say that I'm me, say that I'm him. Might just need to take off with your bitch. Nigga, we good, nigga, we straight. Got a sweet tooth, now I'm getting this cake. Fuck what you want, just what I need. I don't feel good, motherfucker, we great. I'm on my grind, I don't waste time. Gotta buy something, put you in your place.
Who's ready for war? Who's willing to die? They killing us all. They giving out time. I'm ready for action. I'm ready for action. I'm ready for action. I'm ready for action. Who's ready for war? Who's willing to die? They killing us all. They giving out time.
Oh, did we make it through a whole song?
No, looks like you don't get justice in court. A black man can't get justice in court. A black man can't get justice.
Yeah, that was fun. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of the song, but it's pretty clear he can rap. He sounds good.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's talented and he's good, and he comes at it like completely, you know, like it's a full song. It's well done. It's like it's a real, it's an entire thing, you know. He's not half-assing it. It's like obvious work is going into it.
Great energy. You lost me early.
A lot of energy.
He lost me early with some of the shit that he was saying, and it's just like, okay.
You didn't like after he said fuck politics. You were like,
well, no, when I said ya basta when he invited me to suck his dick. Not me per se, clearly, but
oh come on, you can know what say I mean? Suck my dick.
What does ya basta mean? What is enough?
Ya basta means enough. Yeah.
He literally said enough at the exact same time as you said ya basta. It was fucking crazy.
So he knows.
You'll hear it on the playback.
Yeah, I don't know. He knew when it was too much.
I mean, he kind of lost me a little bit with the lyrics, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not a big fan when people, like, I don't know. It's kind of...
He phoned it in. It wasn't...
Well, it was a very surface level. He was kind of intimating that he was going to, like there was something deep about what he's saying, but
yeah, exactly.
He didn't
but it
really
was,
say much.
Thing. This is the song that you dedicated to Malcolm X?
Yeah, that's kind of... I
yes,
never
if
liked
you're
going
to play in those... sandboxes, you have to get dirty.
Yeah,
exactly.
For real,
you
man.
Better bring your shovel.
Yeah.
And your little box so you can make your little towers on your little sandcastle, because otherwise it's just going to be a fucking clump of dirt.
Yeah, so that's true. If you're going to go there, you have to go there all the way. I would...
If you're going to pretend to say something, say something. Yeah. Just say something.
If you're going to say fuck Donald Trump, don't follow it up with fuck politics. And don't follow up fuck politics with suck my dick.
Yeah, for me... No, it's true. If you're going to say... fuck... In general, I don't love the idea of fuck politics because I think we're in an era where that's not really... We don't have the luxury of saying those things anymore, mm-hmm. but...
it's not the 90s, son.
Yeah. But in general, I mean, rap-wise and stuff, yeah, he's good, and I think he'll continue to be better and that something...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He clearly can rap.
Exactly, clearly.
Yeah, that's a given, though. And again, like, great energy. I thought musically it was... It was fun. It was a very simple beat, but it fucking thumps.
The beat was good too.
It's good. It's nice and ignorant. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I'm not poo-pooing ignorance. I'm about the ignorance. Like some of the greatest rap music comes in its most ignorant, belligerent form. So I encourage that wholeheartedly. But you know, it was uninspired lyrically. Oh my god! I was shopping on Kijiji, and I seen family of Shiba Inu breeders. There was one in particular. Oh, the little fucker got me good. I'm about to throw down two stacks on a mutt. Like,
please do not. Just go adopt. Go adopt.
No.
Yes. Honestly, yes.
No.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
It's very important that you adopt.
I really want a Shiba Inu.
That's what you think until you get the dog that you get, and you're gonna be like, I was such an idiot for thinking I needed this one dog when I have this dog.
Britton, we all get to choose, but don't get me wrong. Adopting is 100%.
You'll feel so much better about adopting.
I've seen some very sweet pups that on the SPCA website. I also scoped them out too.
Yes, and there's more there than there were. When we went to get our dog, we went to go get another dog that we'd seen online, and then when we got there, it was already adopted. Mm. And I was like, oh shit! Like I'd had this whole like vision of me with this dog, and then Mike was like, well, what about this dog? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. As soon as you see them, you're like, of course. Like, of course I'm going to take this fucking dog in a cage.
It's not even that. As soon as you see them and then they see you, that's when it happens.
That's the one. It's when that connection happens.
Yeah.
It's over.
Oh, man. Britton's getting emotional just reminiscing about it.
My baby. It was a funny story, actually, because it was pretty early in our relationship. Actually, not that early. We're like 2 years in, and Mike was still, like, being a mess, and
party hard, baby. That's it. No, it's just rock and roll. That's all.
And we'd agreed to get a dog, and then we had a plan to get it on a Saturday. I was working 9-to-5, so weekends were like my whole thing. Mm-hmm. And Mike had stayed out crazy late on Friday night, and I woke up Saturday morning early, knowing that we were like, and I was like, it's a wash. Like, Mike's a fucking mess. He ruined this. Like, whatever. I'm not gonna make a big deal out of it. I don't want to fight. But like, we were supposed to go today. Mm-hmm. And he wakes up. He's like, are we going to get the dog? And I was like, you're really fucked up, Mike. He's like, well, I made a promise. I'm going to do it. It's my fault. I stayed up late. We're going to go. He got home at like literally 6. When Mike used to party, it was bad. Like, he was fucked up.
Like I said, rock and roll.
It's all right.
He was super fucked up.
There's nothing wrong with coming home at 6 in the morning. I got home, didn't I?
Yeah, but then like super high, super drunk.
Yeah, drugs, alcohol.
Like a mess. So we still go to the SPCA. He's like actually been a trooper. I couldn't believe it. We go to the SPCA. We get the dog. They're like, okay, you have to take it for a walk to see like if you bond and stuff. So we're walking this dog and then it hits Mike. He's like, no, it's not good.
I almost died on my feet.
He was dying. And we're walking this dog and he's like dying. We're in the middle of nowhere. The SPCA, if you know the SPCA downtown, it's in the middle of nowhere. Namur Metro, nothing around. Mike goes into like this Indian restaurant, but it's like, it's not a restaurant. It's like a caterer or something. And he walks back out with like this 2-liter.
Closed.
It was closed. Like he just wandered into this building, like dying. And this very nice Indian man gave him like a 2-liter of water and saved his life.
I've never been more dehydrated in my life.
No, you were going to die on the
sidewalk. I literally couldn't, like, keep moving.
You're like in a role-playing game. You're just, like, picking up items and experience points.
Yeah, yeah. My HP was, like, almost all the way down.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you, your MP was still all the way up. You were able to work your magic and get yourself a 2-liter.
It was...
Sheesh.
So nice. I couldn't believe he went through with it, though, because that was the nature of our relationship at that point. Like, Mike disappointing me. He was like...
Okay. It's called rock and roll. Use the words.
And he came through, even though it fucking killed him. He came through so we could pick out our dog. So, yeah.
I hit a moment where I was like, you know what? I am not disappointing this bitch one more time.
I can't do it again.
Yeah, was that it? It seemed like
100%.
It. Because it was so unlike you to say, fuck it, let's go. It was like, who am I with? Who is this person? Yeah.
No, it was one of those moments where you're on your way home and you're like, damn, I fucked up again.
Yeah, like, again. So you powered through. It was appreciated. And, like I said, so surprising.
Mm-hmm. And now we got Louis, so.
Yeah, all around a great, like, I'm happy.
Great anecdote. Yeah. A fun family tale.
With drugs.
And alcohol. Rock and roll. I'm a little torn here on my next one. I want to play something from a friend of the program, Mackie Lavender. He put out a project recently, and we want to plug that. But I helped him out with his cheese remix contest, and we got like 40 plus submissions. So like he got that joint remixed damn near 50 times over. So shouts to him. But I don't know. Mike, do you have something to play in the interim while I weigh out my options?
No, I'm looking around right now.
Okay. You know what? You know what? I'm going to play something off of the Mackie album. It's a track called Hours, produced by my partner in Loop Sessions Affairs, Dr. Mad, and JMF.
Let me see if I can locate the record here. Is this even on... It's not even on a SoundCloud.
Do you want me to play it off title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just play everything off title. Give them the big bucks.
Yeah, exactly. You're welcome.
Just for our friends.
Do you know what,
everybody else gets YouTube streams. Go ahead.
Do you know which one actually pays the most? I found this out and like considerably
Pandora,
more.
Pandora, I think. No.
Napster.
Yeah. Napster as a streaming
service? I didn't even know they had a streaming service, but they pay considerably more than
the one that
title
actually pays
even.
The most is Xbox.
Like Xbox Live kind
yeah.
of thing? Yeah?
Yeah?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I looked them up.
Whatever they say about me, I'ma go hard, I'ma go full throttle. Whatever you want to be, paid off quick, Escobablo. Right where I supposed to be, I strike my lightning, I go off and then I strike. Shocking when I go off through the roof, like Superman when I came out the booth.
Hey, look, my bad, I can't come to work, but
until March come, I'ma need this loot. You getting elbow is deja vu. It's gonna work out, I go back to work, head on the flow. Aisle six, sports section. Off the 40,
off the 40,
St. Charles, in the west side,
in the west side,
of Montreal,
that's where I was,
oh yeah.
You think they gon' give me a shift, you think they gon' give me a shift, man, if you can suck on my dick, man, if you can suck on my dick, maybe they gon' give me some hours, manager addicted to power, my manager addicted to power,
oh yeah.
You think they gon' give me a shift? You think they gon' give me a shift? Manage, you can suck on my dick. Manage, you can suck on my dick. Maybe they gon' give me some hours. Maybe they gon' give me some hours. My manager addicted to power. My manager addicted to power.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't coming in.
Find someone else, bitch.
I ain't coming in.
Nope.
I ain't coming in. Find someone else,
bitch.
I ain't coming in.
Nope.
I ain't coming in.
Find someone else.
I ain't coming in.
Find someone else.
I ain't coming in. Find someone else.
He's definitely more a dynamic rapper than he used to be.
I think he's gotten a lot better than what I'd heard like previously.
Mm-hmm. Vocally, like.
Yeah, like.
Vocally.
I think his vocal performance exactly is much better.
When he first came onto the radar for me, I did not pay attention to any music, and he really won me over when I saw him perform live at this showcase that I was hosting. That was what prompted my change of heart, or my willingness to investigate and explore. And I think right now Mackie Lavender might be cream of the crop as far as Montreal rap is concerned. I think he needs to hone his aesthetic a little more, just in terms of like his graphic design and his visual presentation in that regard.
I think most people, I think that's what people think is a strong suit for the most part. I think people really like his visuals and like his presentation.
His videos are great. His presentation is cool, but I mean like just, yeah.
Well, it's that purposely lo-fi thing that he does that is like popular amongst.
I see. Yeah. Maybe it's just not my taste.
Then. Yeah.
I could have used a little more lyrically, I think.
I agree. Another suck my dick crutch.
I know, that was funny. I was like, oh, this one gets the pass. Also, for me, I'm just personally not a theme person, but like when a song is about something in particular.
Concept song.
Yeah, concept songs. I'm not a concept song person. That's just
that
not my
true.
Thing, sort of. I don't like that any time. But so
ever? There isn't one concept song that
immediately I'm like out of it. I'm like, oh, as soon as I realize what's going on, I'm like, I check out. So that's just me, though. That's not a reflection of the music. All that shit people love about Nas and stuff, for me, that's like an immediate write-off. I'm like, no, I'm not even, I'm done. I'm out of here.
All right, I got one here.
Oh, do you want me to just play it?
Sure. Look up First, F-U-R-S-T.
Oh, I know this kid.
And the song is Stay. You know this kid?
Yeah, he came to a few of those parties that we had here.
Okay, okay.
And I know him from, I don't know. Anyways, I don't know him, but I know of him.
Yeah, yeah. This is my first right here.
Your first.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She said she want me to stay.
It was like simultaneously good and bad.
It's like an album cut of like a big artist. Like I can picture. It's almost like, I don't know. It feels like maybe a Travis Scott album cut, sort of. So it's like it's not the single, but it's on the album.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I enjoyed it. You know.
But it's good. Like, all of this is good. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's talented. Everyone...
You know what it is with me is, like, that I've seen a through line with pretty much all these artists is there's a kind of laziness with the lyrics.
Well, that's a thing, I mean, in general.
Yeah, but it's more like a laziness in rhyming. Mm. Like, half the time, it doesn't even really rhyme correctly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like Wyclef rhymes. Where it's like kind of the last syllable counts.
It's ESL rap. That's what it boils down to.
Oh, well, sometimes it is, and that's...
More times than not.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
That bothers me just philosophically, because it's like, why are you doing that to yourself? Like, I don't do... Like, it's just like, why are you hobbling yourself? You're trying to do the hardest thing in the world, become a fucking musician that makes his life off of that, and you're... you're cutting yourself off the knees, like, right from the fucking get-go. Yeah. Everyone else is doing this to the top of their capabilities and their language that they... And then you're doing it, like, you're already hobbling yourself when you're trying to do the hardest thing in the fucking world. It's like, I don't get that.
It's bad enough that you're going to have to conduct business in English, and it's not necessarily the language that you master. Never mind having to create a body of work. But then there's a dichotomy.
The best art in the world.
There's a dichotomy there, because there's also the idea of, well, hey, there's a whole bunch of people that... speak like this, that think like this, that would actually enjoy consuming this. So who are we to impede the natural evolution of things, where people who speak that sort of ESL or franglais type of lingo to go out and create something of their own manufacturing?
Okay, but
that's true, because it's always the idea that, like, because it's in English, you're trying to appeal to the English market. But it's true, you could be trying to appeal to the Montreal, Quebec market, where, yeah, exactly.
Okay, but then know that that's what you're doing. Don't expect people who,
to
like,
take you serious like a linguist.
Well, don't expect people to speak English who speak English to, like, be like, oh, that's dope. It's like, no, it's not dope that you didn't say what you meant to say. Like, that's not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so anyways, but not, this guy is not that anyways, because I don't think he's French. No. So, yeah, but no, it's good. For me, there's like, I don't know. It's in so many things nowadays, right? Things are good, but they're not, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
It's just the bar is kind of raised. It's like, good might as well be bad at this point.
Yeah, there is that, too. There is that, too.
Oh, top of the hour. Top of the hour.
Oh, we will be interrupting our rap.
I wondered if we were
rap along, sing along.
Yeah, so we're gonna reach in this bowl, we're gonna grab a question, and we're gonna answer
that question.
God damn it.
Give us a break, a bit of respite from these Montreal rappers.
Hey, I have a question for you guys, because I wonder this myself about, like, if someone did this to you guys, what we're doing.
Yeah.
And they weren't, like, disrespectful, but they had, like, genuine critiques about your song. Maybe didn't feel like they liked it that much. Would that prevent you from going on their podcast if you were asked later?
No.
No, not me personally.
No?
It depends on what they said.
Yeah,
like, if it's disrespectful, then yeah, it might.
But just critical and truly genuinely did not like your music or that song.
Yeah. No.
You would still go on the podcast?
Yeah.
Like, critical how? Critical how I was critical of, like, Hustle Joints, for example, just now?
They called it Buns, but said you were a good rapper.
Yeah. I would go on the show. I would love to have that conversation.
Okay, because that's what I wonder. I'm like, are we shooting ourselves in the foot getting people on because we said we didn't like their song? I don't know.
I mean, you're going to like every song.
No, that's it. We're listening to one song. We're not listening to their whole body of work.
For me to assume that someone's, like, shitting on me because they don't like one song I made, that's like, relax, bro.
Yeah.
I'd be saying that to myself. Mm-hmm. Be like, relax.
Okay.
You're in your feelings right now.
So you don't
now.
Think we're preventing ourselves from having certain people on?
I think we'll find out.
You think you don't care that much.
No, but I mean, like, I took some pretty strong stances here, and I would back any of that up face-to-face with any of these folk that we are discussing today. So I have no qualms in it. I'm going to keep it a stack because I'm just, again, like, I've taken an oath. Alchemist tweeted this, and he's like, I took an oath in my youth to make nothing but fire. I took an oath to consume nothing but fire. I just want, I know the piff when I see it. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I'm not going to lie to myself or to the people around me or to my fellow creators because I'm afraid of bruising egos or offending my political connects. You know what I mean?
I saw Alchemist tweet something that I think a lot of people need to hear and they don't even understand. Is he says, hey, for every beat you hear from me that's released, I made 90 shitty fucking beats that you will never hear. And I think, like...
He's like, this is the remaining 13%.
Like, nowadays, people just put out whatever they make.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, they think anything they make is worth putting out. And it's like, geez, that's not, like...
That's Lil Wayne's fault.
And there is something to be said about putting stuff out into the public and then getting reaction to it that, again, like we said, is respectful. Like... If you're putting it out there, you have to be willing to hear people's feedback. And it's true. I've had people, you know, say stuff about things that I've done and I genuinely liked them, and I understood their criticism of it, but for me it was just like, oh, we don't like the same things, so that's fine. It didn't, like, actually hurt my feelings because I liked what I'd done.
Yeah.
And I understood why they didn't like it. It wasn't for them. I didn't do it for people like that. So it's like, what's the issue?
That is how I would feel.
Yeah,
I'd be
it.
Like, you're wrong.
We have to stop walking on eggshells around folk, especially as we continue to grow the brand and establish ourselves as thought leaders in the space. You know,
thought leaders.
And on that note,
obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Along with the thoughtographers, we're also thought leaders.
On that note, mine says, why do you say yes when you want to say no?
Oh, my God. Mine is actually relevant, too. So why do you?
Because I'm trying not to hurt someone's feelings, usually. That's
how often do you do that?
This day and age, not that much. But that's only because I don't talk to many people.
I have successfully weeded out everybody.
Are you more liable to? I think you're more liable to hurt people's feelings than you are to not say what you mean.
You mean, yeah? I don't know. I really couldn't call it, but I hope so. I hope you're right.
My next, do you have a next track, Brett, you want to play before I go?
Oh, wait, I do have something lined up, actually. Husser has a new, he's featuring on a song by this chick, Eva Shaw. I'm not entirely sure who she is, but they've worked together like twice at this point, I think.
She's a producer.
From Toronto.
Yeah, she's a producer from Toronto.
But you're sure she's not also a lyricist? Like,
I'm pretty sure she's just a producer.
Okay. Anyways, so I'll play that song.
Oh, let's hear it.
It's called Foot on the Neck, and it just came out 2020, so...
Top 40 beat.
She be acting up. LMAO to the bank, bitch, I'm breaking up.
It's a very gentle foot to the neck.
My foot on they neck, 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 neck. Hey, there's some money in my pocket, I ain't trying to save. I got hoes in my DM trying to look for the same. Fuck that. Seen the niggas that you fuck, you a lame. When that nigga shot, I probably gotta take off his chain. I'm on some other shit. They really on some other shit. They tryna kill a brother. Got a moolah on the cover, bitch. I can't even speak on that. It's irrelevant. You wouldn't understand that. Fuck the government. Fuck the government. Doing what I wanna hold. Yeah. About to shine off summer, ho. Yeah. Tryna tie the eagle down. Hey. When I'm flying where I wanna go. Hey. I don't need a right now. I need a bag.
Yeah, basta.
Now bring it back for me, girl. Back it up. Keep a real bad bitch. She be acting up. LMAO to the bank, bitch, I'm racking up. Know it's lame if it's anything I'm lacking up. My foot on they neck, 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 neck. Foot on they neck, neck, neck. Foot on they neck, 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 neck. Look, I play a bitch before I play myself. Can't tell me nothing, bitch, I made myself. You hating on me and you don't even know me. Well, that's a problem, like you need some help. I hit the plug like I need 30 reps. I hit my girl when I need dirty sets. These days I'm kinda in the line of flex. I don't even know how to take disrespect, but I do know how to flip me a check. Invest in myself and I pay me right back. When I picture this, it look just like that. Riding in the lake with the Jeep top back. Yeah, doing what I wanna hold. Yeah, about to shine off summer hole. Yo, tryna tie the eagle down. Hey, when I'm flying where I wanna go.
So can we agree on two things?
Let's see.
Number one, okay. Husser is clearly a much more seasoned rapper than a lot of the guys that we've been listening to, and you can tell in his structure.
Mm-hmm. He's comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a great pocket.
Yeah.
But this song was buns.
I wouldn't say buns.
I call it what it is. Toss a patty in the middle of those buns and make it a burger.
Like, how many songs have we listened to?
I don't know, five, six.
Yeah. Like, it's definitely the top to me. That's out of the ones we've heard.
Yeah, it's
this
like
song.
He's just
rap performance, yes, but song. I would give that to Mackie Lavender so far.
I wouldn't, but
not me either. But
I mean, this is, listen, this is like, feels like a ploy for a next echelon sort of thing. Like, let me, like, get a little bit of money. Let me get something out of this.
Well, as soon as the beat kicked in, it was fine.
I know.
That's
the
like
beat
a,
is the
that's
beat.
That's a top 40
that's,
beat
that's
right
the
there.
Thing. That's the thing. Yeah. That's why I say that it's a bun.
No, the beat is the beat, and it's a, it's like, it's super marketable and stuff, but, you know, marketable, it is what it is, but...
Marketable. It's puke-inducing. Respectfully, because I could tell that she put a lot of work in on the sonics of it. It sounds great.
Yeah.
But it's just musically no good.
That, well, it might be a cynical ploy from both of them to try to get...
That Garth Brooks guitar is not what's hot in these streets, baby. Like, nah.
Yeah, but it could get on the radio, like, easy.
Maybe.
So...
Well,
I'm not going to say... Okay, easy. Sorry, that was... But I'm saying it's in that vein.
Go Husk. Go get the bag. I'm definitely not, you know, poo-pooing the man's work, nor the woman's work as far as the production goes. You keep going. But no, not for me.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it,
well, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely not going to listen to it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, I definitely didn't feel as strongly as you did.
No.
And I mean, like we said, commendable. Like, he's very good. He's very good, and he deserves to be.
And that's why I'm a little more critical. I'd be a bit more forgiving towards somebody who's less seasoned, towards somebody who's still kind of like, you know, learning the ropes. Like, bro, this is not, unless this is, if this is the maximal expression of what Nate Husser's about.
But what's wrong with making a ploy for fucking a certain audience that you haven't grasped yet? Like, what's wrong with doing the cynical ploy?
What do you mean?
For...
Why is it a ploy? Why can't it just be he made a poppy song?
Well, making a poppy song when you don't make pop music is a ploy.
Why? You know what I mean? Like,
what
you
is
can't
it?
Like pop music?
Not that beat.
Okay, thank you for corroborating what I'm saying. You guys are making me out to be
No, but for me, there's just nothing wrong with doing the cynical. I'm not trying to, like, I hope
no,
it doesn't
I get,
sound
I get
insulting.
What you're saying. I just think it's cynical to assume it's cynical. Thing, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Maybe I'm the cynical.
Yeah, exactly.
And I truly don't mean for it to be like that's its only leg to stand on. Like, it's just, for me, it sounds a little bit like you're trying to do something.
You're trying to make a hit.
Yeah, you're trying to make a hit that will appeal to people that you don't normally hit.
Yeah,
you're trying
well,
to hit
I mean,
a new target market.
Man.
All right, anyone.
Okay, we're back to reality.
Yeah, more music.
Back to reality.
Okay, so I got one. I'm going to keep repping Latino Gang. This song's a little older. It came out in 2019, but it was the most recent effort of two friends of the program, Grand Buddha and JT Soul. Dale.
Oh, it's together?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we can make exceptions like that time-wise, not quality-wise. Grand Buddha and... Let me see.
Sure, if you look at Grand Buddha.
Oh, yeah, it's right there. Okay, wait, I'm just grabbing the aux. Remember when you measured the aux for me, Mike, but you didn't take into account the little dongle, so we got an extra 3 inches here.
You got an extra 3 inches.
I do, okay.
No.
No homo.
Nice.
What the fuck? Look how accurate mine is, too, apropos of what we were talking about. Do you have any enemies?
Ooh.
I'm about to have a bunch of enemies, maybe.
Oh, shit.
I'm joking. Do I have any enemies? Well, I don't know. Enemies is a strong word. I have people that I've fallen out with that we... I don't feel badly towards them, but they might feel badly towards me. So, in that sense. But I don't know if that's an enemy or not.
I don't know. Yeah, does enemy have to be reciprocated? Or
actually,
is it...
I have a few people that in Mike's life that I feel strongly about. And I don't know if they know that... the extent to which I dislike them and feel like I really feel I have strong thoughts.
Yeah.
I don't know if they know. So they might
well,
be
that's still my question. Can it be...
reciprocal,
if it's a one-way street, can it be
is
an
that
enemy?
An enemy?
Yeah.
I think it has to be reciprocal, right?
Like
to be an enemy?
Mutual. Yeah.
No. Because if it's reciprocal, that just means that they're the ops. That means that they're the opposition. And your opposition is not necessarily your enemy. With your enemy, there's a different layer. There's something personal there.
Yeah, of course, but they have to dislike you as much as you dislike them for it to be your enemy, no?
Like, if you fucking hate them, but they don't even think of you, does that count as an enemy? Is that your enemy?
It's still your enemy because...
Or are you just their enemy?
No, that's the thing. They're not your enemy. Because they don't, they pay you no mind.
Yeah, exactly.
But can the word enemy even be used in that case, or does enemy have to imply that you both are at war? Enemy is about war.
Or at the very least, do they have to have negative feelings towards you for them to be your enemy?
Let's see what my two friends, Miriam and Webster, have to say about this.
Okay, yeah. Maybe this is one that could just be answered by a definition.
The definition of enemy: one that is antagonistic to another, especially one seeking to injure, overthrow, or confound an opponent. Two, something harmful or deadly. Alcohol was his greatest enemy. 3A, a military adversary. 3B, a hostile unit or force. All of these seem to be pretty one-directional.
There's no requirement
of reciprocity here.
Okay, then in that case, I have enemies, yes. I would say so. I have a few people that I dislike strongly.
No, but that's not an enemy. They have to dislike you for them to be your enemy. Their enemy. you know what I mean? That's what I mean.
Well, I probably maybe have a couple of people that dislike me strongly.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I don't know for sure, but I might.
Your enemies are the ones that are antagonistic toward you, not the ones that you are antagonistic toward.
See, I didn't even think of it that way. In that case, yeah, like I said, I might have a few people that feel that way. I don't know.
So we're riding Britain? Is that what you're saying? Do I got to put the call in? I got a long-winded, poorly printed piece of shit question. So thank you, listeners, for sending in your long-winded questions. They're always a joy.
This is a warning from the future. I was only able to get one transmission through. Please get this to the top. Don't go through with TR-25 pH trials. It reacts to oxygen as an airborne mutable. The consequences are catastrophic. The slightest exposure of a human male's skin to oxygen creates an airborne pathogen that makes any nearby female's specimen mutate. They get stronger, faster. Some have claws instead of nails. Some turn homicidal. There's no telling which ones. Men are forced into sedentary home-based lifestyles for our benefit, air quotes. Women have become forced into alpha breadwinning goals. They won't listen to our objections. Reason is a thing of the past. Take this to the top.
I mean...
So that's it?
Yeah.
They just used you to get their message out. There's not even a question.
No. I mean, basically, this guy is a homebody, and his woman wears the pants in his relationship.
Can't take it. Just can't take it.
Yeah, and he just had to send a message in a bottle.
Well, all right, listeners, if one of you guys can get that message to the top,
please do. We have no.
I got no connects.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone does.
Somebody somewhere.
They came to the right place.
Yeah,
say that.
I think so.
On that note, here we go with.
Ese booty ya es mío. Te tengo loca como el río. Hey, no te demores, por favor. Mami, me tienes en control. Ese booty ya es mío. Te tengo loca como el río. No te demores, por favor. Mami, te tiene en control.
Accelerate, whoa. Contacts, you can't relate. Drop a pin and tell me where you been. Hop a fader, tell me where you stay. I've been thinking what you really doing. I've been dreaming you and me be doing. Flying crush and we be both be doing. Oh my God, that we be up and running.
Nike app, but that ass flat. Flat, flat, we don't like that.
With a dozen roses. The way you jumping got me overdosing. Asking you to be more than a friend. Booty bouncing on me, born in a trend. For you, I put the tobacco inside. Mama said I had way too much pride. I want nobody but you by my side. I understand if you had to decide.
Dámelo más. Ese culito no sabe bailar. Ese culito es mío nomás. No se lo deja más nadie, por favor. Besito en el cuello pa' calmar la sed. Le meto un coñazo pa' calmar el estrés. No me dejes solo y cuenta hasta tres. Ahí se lo meto pollito inglés. ¡Ay!
Ese booty ya es mío. Te tengo loca como el río. Ey, no te demores, por favor. Mami, me tienes en control. Ese booty ya es mío. Te tengo loca como el río. No te demores, por favor.
para mí te tiene en control. Oh.
If it's alright, tell me that you're right. I know it's been a long time, baby, I'll be fine. Cause I know you seen the wrong and I know I crossed the line, yeah. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. And if you feel away, just tell me that it's mine. Cause I know you be the one searching for it every night. But I be the one who gon' find your peace of mind, yeah. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
Yeah, I already said I'm after mine. Two broads and they after mine. I've been down for a long time. I'm just looking for a peace of mind. Speak of truth, I can redefine it. All you gotta do is see the sign. You divine like Sweetie Pie, girl. You can ride, you ain't need a drive. And you decide where we going, love. Say the word, girl, I'm rolling up. Loud pack, just the both of us. In a big city where they show no love. They still know my stuff, though. Never gave a fuck, cause if you really want it, then you go and get it, girl. It's more than
love.
I already told you that it's mine.
Ese booty ya es mío. Tengo loca como el río. Hey, no te demores, por favor. Hey, mami, me tienes en control. Yeah, ese booty ya es mío. Te tengo loca como el río. No te demores, por favor. Hey, mami, te tienes en control. Oh, yeah.
Much better use of guitar in a rap song.
That was good. I enjoyed that. I'd heard it before, but I don't know if I'd heard the whole thing. I'd seen, like, clips on Instagram and stuff.
I hadn't actually taken it in until just now, so okay. I'm pleasantly surprised. Latino Gang 2!
What were the
rest of the Montreal rap thing? I don't know.
What was he saying in the hook?
Something, your booty's mine.
Okay.
Some about not giving it to nobody else. You know.
Okay.
Regular degular.
Yeah. All right.
He sounds good in Spanish. His verse sounded good. That was obviously Grand Buddha in Spanish.
I think JT Soul also.
Really? That's what I wondered.
JT Soul was at the end.
He was at the end. Yeah, yeah. But that was English.
Yeah,
okay, that's it. The Spanish verse was Grand Buddha. Right?
Wasn't there a whole Spanish verse?
Yes, there was. There was a whole Spanish verse.
But Bubu did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did both. I think he did. He was rapping both in English and in Spanish.
Okay, that's what I remember.
I'm super down. Shouts to the boys.
Yeah, I like the hook. It's a good hook.
Yeah, nice. I like the beat. I like the hook. It was good. Yeah. You know what I think?
It's probably the best I've heard Grand Buddha, to be honest with you. Like, I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, but I mean, playing the whole song, I think, is a testament, you know, that we've played most songs all the way through. So even if we say, you know, we listen to the whole song, it's like, it's not, if we listen to it, we would have said Yabusta, like, right away if we really didn't like
something. Yeah,
of course. You know, that's all I'm just saying. It bears mentioning.
I was saying Yabusta early on a bunch of them, but, you know, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I usually give people 30 seconds, like, indiscriminately. I don't care who you are, what you look like, you get 30 seconds.
I'm surprised Mike's let it go so long sometimes, because that's his thing. He immediately usually is like, turn it off. Like, I've heard it. Like, not even turn it off, but like, I've heard it. I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is crazy. I always listen, so.
No, I mean, I could have done that.
Yeah, you're trying to.
I
want to
hear what it is. Let's see. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, is that there are a bunch of them. The ones that I called early were the ones where I was like, okay, I know for a fact that there is not going to be a surprise at the end of this. I don't need to stick through the credits for an extra scene here. I know how this movie ends.
I'll play something.
Oh, you got something?
Maybe. Unless you have something right away, but I'm about to have something, so.
Yeah, I mean, I got something, but.
Are you guys ready? Because I already got something in the tuck.
No, I got something, wait.
I bet.
Wait, well, actually, it's. No, I do have it here, but I was just going to play the Joey Sherritt song because Mike mentioned it and I hadn't heard it yet.
Okay.
So is it called About Us? Is that the one?
I think so. I don't know if it's
Let me
new,
see what the... I know. Well, it's just at the top. Yeah, 2020. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to play that. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, I heard a clip of this and I was very surprised.
Wait, you can just say you liked it.
Well, I mean, I was just...
You didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mean like he was shitty and now surprised.
Well, that's it. Okay, I just...
Who's this?
Joey Sherritt from the posters?
Okay.
It's all about us right now. It's all about us. All about us.
about us right now, yeah, yeah. It's all about us right now, yeah, yeah. It's all about us. All about home. Yeah, ain't trying to be alone, even if I should. Maybe if I could, I would know myself. Now I'm texting you, so I'm just trying to be close. I ain't got no shit, I ain't got no help. I was on my own, I was by myself. Now I smell like you, never felt this before. Yeah, everything I need right now. So you put me up when I feel right down. Now we wrapped up in a bubble, and they try to act like we trouble. Every time when it's on, it's like that. Let it all out, no holding back. We ain't got a home, yeah. It's all about us right now. It's all about us right now. It's all about us. All about us. All about us right now. Yeah, yeah. It's all about us right now. Yeah, yeah. It's all about us. Yeah. All about us.
Nah, they don't know. They don't approve. What y'all know about love? Fuck y'all niggas ain't knows. You ain't never felt like this. You ain't gotta talk about us right now. You ain't gotta try to drag us right now. All y'all wanna we know. I can't stand without this love. Got me holding me up. Got me all of my thoughts. And you can't see the world I see. But make it alright. You're here with me. It's all in your tone. You're healing me now. Where was you from? Like an angel. That's your phone. You hear me now. Hear me now. Can you hear me now? Yeah.
It's all about us right now. It's all about us right now. It's all about us. All about us. All about us right now. Yeah, yeah. It's all about us right now. Yeah, yeah. It's all about us.
Yeah.
All about us.
No, they don't know. They don't approve. What y'all know about love? Fuck y'all niggas ain't knows. You ain't never felt like this. You ain't gotta talk about us right now. You ain't gotta try to drag us right now. All y'all wanna we know.
And then a hook like three times?
Pretty much. Nah, I don't know. Maybe two? Yeah, I don't know. Two verses?
Yeah. Verses take on an interesting form. Like, rap has us with an understanding that verses are 16 measures. But really, verses can be 12, 8, 4
bars. No, it's true.
Bars.
The structure's everywhere. It doesn't have to be hook, verse, hook. That was really good. I like that a lot. He sounds good.
Yeah.
I would have preferred just another verse and not the hook. Like, the hook came in too many times at the end, I found. Mm-hmm. By the third time, I was like...
Yeah, it was very predictable in that regard.
But
that's true.
He sounds really good, and he's good. Like, I think he's good. Like, I think he can do good stuff.
Yeah, that was quality. That was quality. I mean, we always want to see, like, you know, something interesting, something, like, progressive, but... Sometimes just like sticking to the format and executing that really well will serve you.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, this is it's a good deep cut on the project.
It was like really good, well constructed.
Yeah, and he said like the same thing that people say, you know, like whatever you're talking about love, but he said a few things that like kind of touched me a bit, like that I felt. Instead of just like saying the same ideas about love over and over again. So it was like, it was effective as a love song too and everything. It wasn't just like the same old.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What would be the best way to get a message to the top if you were sending a message from the future?
One of those, oh no, get shot down. I was going to say one of those tiny planes with a message behind flying over the White House. But they definitely have anti-aircraft missiles around the White
House. I was going to say kidnap a white girl. But did they ever find JonBenet Ramsey?
They found her immediately. She was dead in the basement.
Oh, yeah. they never lost.
Yeah, that was not a kidnapping.
I mean, except for the one time.
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
He said they never lost her. I said, except for the one time.
When they...
When she died. Okay. She, yeah. She's dead. Yeah. She's gone now.
She's out of here.
Yeah, you do lose that.
With all due respect, she's out of here.
Yeah. What? I don't know. The Twitter, maybe? No.
Twitter. I was thinking Twitter, but it's like, if you were coming from the future, you wouldn't have an audience.
That's not... That wasn't part of the... I mean, it wasn't the question, but you just said, what's the way...
No, I said, if you were coming from the future, trying to send a message, what would you do?
Yeah, I'm still going to say airplane over the White House. Even if it gets shot down, someone will take a photo.
I guess.
Or just an airplane over in New York City. Just
That's
any...
a long fucking message for an airplane, though.
You just say, stop T-24 trials.
Okay, yeah. And then someone would have to look into it. Yeah. They'd be like, what is that?
And no one's going to look into it because we don't leave the apps.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they just look for it on
on Twitter. And there's no...
Nothing here.
No hashtag T24, so...
Yeah.
Carry on. No, that was good.
That was great.
Okay.
You got something, Mike?
Well, I got stuff, but, I mean, you go ahead.
Okay, so the record is... The record is Planet Giza, Hands On.
Is it Giza or Giza?
Is it Giza?
No, I
assumed it was Giza, but
I'm pretty sure it's
Giza.
I might have just...
No, that's not... I just...
I might have just slurred my way through it.
Okay, Hands On.
Yeah, shouts to all of those guys.
It says Hands On with, and there's someone else on this, JMF, it says?
Yes, who also produced the Mackie Lavender track that we played earlier.
Okay.
That's what the youth will refer to as a bop.
the Montreal youth. that is such a Montreal sound. This fucking.
Yeah.
I liked it though.
DC
I liked it.
Too. DC loves that.
Yeah,
kind of
that
shit.
Yeah. It's just not my thing, that sound, as I've said numerous times on this program, but I actually do like that song. It's good.
Yeah. I think it's top shelf as far as like the Montreal sound. If we were to define the Montreal sound, like,
yeah, for me the only thing is it Montreal sound or is it what Montreal likes? I don't know how to make the distinction. I don't know if it represent. Is it a question of it represents Montreal or it's what kids in Montreal like to listen to? And are those the same things?
I think it's like the original formula to come out of here, because if you look at just like what moves, like,
well, Montreal sound is technically rock music. That's
exactly
what I think.
Well,
which,
that's the
if
thing.
I'm going to say Montreal sound, for me, it's that's what it is. But that's not necessarily what Montreal wants to listen to anymore. So that's why I make that distinction, sort of.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Yeah, I mean, yes, this like boppy disco techno
house, like
Gino.
I think his name is Gino Scocchio. He's one of the most prolific disco producers of all time, and he was a native Montrealer as well. There are a lot of like, you know, prog rock bands on the French side of things, and also on the English side of things. Like, I mean, they're more like punk, right? What is it? Godspeed You, Black Emperor.
Yeah, there's that whole. Yeah. But then there's the whole like synth tops sound that was really big in Montreal for a minute, like this 80s synthy thing.
Yeah.
But
distilling all of like Montreal's music heritage, even like if you go to Oscar Peterson and. What's my man's name? Marsalis. I think it's Winston Marsalis. Is he from Montreal?
No.
New Orleans. Oh. But like the jazz heritage of that we have out here as well. But I would distill it as far as like modern music as that particular combination, as exemplified by Jeremy Harding, or on this side of the spectrum at Catronata, which I think is like a maximal expression of what we could call the Montreal sound.
Yeah.
We could finally lay claim to a sound that we could say is uniquely our own.
I mean, if urban music in Montreal had a sound, it's housey. It's like groovy housey.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is.
100%.
Which is so funny, because it's like, it just, because I've never really felt at home in Montreal, and it's like that would just be a telltale sign.
Yeah,
it's like, this is just not my place, man. Like, I don't vibe.
You don't gravitate to it.
It's just not the things. Nothing that's from here is like anything that I really feel an affinity to. But that isn't. I'm one person, and that does not matter. What matters is that most people feel seen and like and stuff. So that's cool. I found the vocals mixed a little low. That's my issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like. But again, this sound is production heavy, and it's production like centered. So I get why they would mix the vocals low.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my preference. I prefer when vocals are mixed high, unless it's some sort of like distortion idea.
Mm-hmm.
Then I like a low vocal mix.
That's a Tony Stone, right?
Yeah.
I want to hear him on some other shit, to be honest with you. It was definitely one of the top songs I've heard from Planet Giza, where there's vocals. But yeah, I just want to hear him rap. He's like a very good rapper.
He's an amazing rapper. Again, encountered him in the wild. When we ciphered. Like, what's great about Tone is that he doesn't write. He actually comes up with that off the handle, and he's a disciple of R&B music. So I love the fact that he's like developing the craft on that side of things. But yeah, definitely, like, in terms of rap, like, just sheer,
I mean, I guess, like, I missaid it when I said just rap, because it's not that I don't like the singing stuff. I want to hear him on different beats. House beats, essentially.
Yeah, well, I hope Tone tunes into the program and hears this request, because I agree. I want to hear him spaz and give 300 bars. Like, maybe we just have to pull that out of him. I don't know what it's going to take to pull that out of the a man like Tone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely it's groovy house, man.
Yeah.
That's the Montreal sound. There's nothing else that
groovy.
Everyone
groovy.
Does.
Yeah. That's the thing. But you have to contextualize it. Like,
other
think
than
about
that,
it.
It's just like fake trap.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Which, I mean, let's not. Yeah,
and that's everywhere, so it can't be Montreal.
Did you say fake trap or French trap? Go ahead.
Wow. I get it.
You see what I did there?
I get it. But the English people are just
I'll
as guilty.
I'll be around all night.
The English are just as guilty. Yeah, no, it's a really big resource that you guys offer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Hopefully you'll come through one of these days, Mike.
Yeah, I always fucking want to, but you know how it is. You find reasons not to.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. It's all the way out there. You're all the way out here.
It is fucking like, far from where I am.
Yeah.
But it is. It's once you're on the metro, you're on the metro.
Exactly. It's a one metro thing, dog.
Yeah. It really is. Can you testify that it's close to the metro?
Yes, it's 5 minutes away from the metro.
That's
there's like construction there. There's a bit of construction, so it's a little narrow. It's a little scummy.
Yeah. Mike was convinced it was far from the stop, and I looked on a map. I'm like,
that's
this
right
is
there.
Like...
You find reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Reason, seasons, or a lifetime. Well, you should come out, though, Mike. Like, sometimes we do giveaways. I did the selection... I did the selection maybe two editions ago, and it was a Fatback record that I had in double. We gave away one, and everybody signed it. So fun things like that happen. You'll never know who you'll connect
with. You guys all signed it, appreciating the value?
Appreciating the value. Yeah, well, it goes up infinitely. Think about how many thousands and thousands upon thousands of followers wind up on that. It's a unique piece of art now. Its value cannot be measured on Discogs.
Yeah, well, that's where I measure value.
That's where I measure value.
Exactly. You put me on.
I'm saying.
Thanks for listening, guys. Let us know. Actually, I would be curious if you guys enjoyed this. So please engage with us.
And yo, if you're a rapper, if you're an up-and-coming producer, and you want us to hear your shit, you want to be critiqued on the program?
Yes.
Send us your joints.
Exactly.
Yeah. Please. That'd make this a lot easier.
Yeah.
We just got songs.
No, that'd be fun, actually, if you guys sent them in. And actually, I would feel better about critiquing you, too, because you're asking for it. So. Mm-hmm.
And we'll tag you, and we'll be transparent. Always always from a place of, service to the music. You know, it's nothing personal. If you're in it for the same reasons that we're in it, then you would expect nothing less.
Appreciation, not, I don't know what the other one would be, but anyways. Okay, so yeah, thanks. Have a good week.
Yeah, that's your last
words? That's my last words.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You got one?
I mean, shit. All the riders, one more again at the end of another one. Make sure that you're following us on all the platforms at Lasers on the Ride, at Cannonhead Music, at That Bit You, at Schmings.Wave. And hit us up. Send us more questions. Give us more reviews. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Oh, I forgot to read the last review. I'll do that before we get out of here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I said I was going to do
you
it.
You did say that. I remember that now.
Here it comes. Lasers?
That should be the new drop.
Lasers? Terrified.
Ooh.
What's going on? Are you fucking downloading something?
No.
It's so slow, man.
Oh, sorry. Well, I was just scrolling, but nothing.
Okay, well, stop scrolling.
Okay, but it wasn't slow
Christ.
On my end.
You know this is cheap fucking internet.
In fact, before we close out, I wanted to play one more in acknowledgement and salutation to my Loop Sessions family. If you could play for me Funky What Waves featuring Domi and Morris Regal. A little bit of rap, a little bit of Sangin. some homemade beats. Let me actually aux in on this one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't think it's on title.
Oh, no. Wait, did you say Funky What Mook Loxley? Is that what you said?
It's called Waves.
Okay, I'll just give it to you.
Okay.
Is this a beat? Is this an instrumental?
No, it's a track.
Okay. We'll be right back.
I'm serving the game cold like iced tea. Had to get the cane sold, it was pricey. Like the sourcing at the party in the white tee. Suckers wishing they could do it, they ain't like me. They loving money blindly, we move wisely. Never lose my cool, I barely even use my tool. Fuel rolled up, working with the knees. And we ain't in no rush like a grown tree. I pop two tabs and fuck two bags. Playing it laid back while homies use traps. Shit, I'm a cool cat. At a distance, so move back. Trying to get a few stacks, spit a few racks. Shorty saying that she grooves to that, I'm used to that. If you stressful, bitch, I'm losing that. See me cruising in the lack where the flues is at. I got shades for the hike, I got shades for the streets. I got paid off the white to get paid off the speech. There's more pie than it seems. And we ain't just trying to get a piece. Regal.
Wait,
singing.
That is Dominique Fils-Aimé.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if I know her. And was that Maurice Regal?
That was Maurice Regal, yes.
Okay. I like how you said it in French.
Mon beau Maurice, ça va
chummy.
Yes.
Okay.
And he raps very well in English without any impediments
without
or ESL.
Well, I mean, he
has an accent.
Doesn't he just rap in English?
No, he also raps in French.
Oh, yeah. I thought he did it just for that one song.
Well, I guess that for him, he doesn't want to rap in French because it's too easy for him. But that's the thing. It's just like...
That's what kills me. That's the kind of shit that kills me. ST said that too. Like, they just feel like it's too easy. Like, fuck you, too easy. Nothing is too easy.
They both said this about the same guy. This isn't like...
No, ST said it about...
Maurice Regal.
Okay, well, in general, yeah, I just don't like that idea. It's like, nothing is easy about making the best music in the world. So it's like... Maybe it's easy to compete with, like, shitty people in your neighborhood, but there's no such thing as, like, it's too easy for me to rap in French. That's like saying it's someone, it's too easy to rap in English. It's like, no, it's not. Is it too easy for Jay-Z to be the best rapper alive in English? Like, it's like, it's stupid. It's like, if you're that good, then be fucking incredible and blow everyone else out of the fucking water. Like, it's just dumb for me.
You know what I'm saying? You know what that is? I understand where it comes from. It comes from a place of wanting to challenge yourself creatively. And if you know that you have the cheat code, then you're not going to use the cheat code in trying to push yourself to become the best artist.
Well, we're saying this guy's the best rapper on the planet in French. There's no one better than him.
His logic is that he raps really, it comes to him too easily. Therefore, for him to be invested enough in his craft, he needs to challenge himself. And so
that's
he challenged himself by
insane.
Crafting in English.
That's
yeah, well, I mean, I'm not
going
to debate that idea because I never heard him say him.
Yeah,
say
I would
it,
love
so.
To hear what his, you know, what his version
oh, okay,
of it
well,
is.
I'm not saying him. It's crazy as a concept.
As
I'm
a
not
concept?
Saying he ever said it.
No,
I would speculate because I understand that. It's like when you're writing a rap and you're like, I'm not going to start my rap with I. You know what I mean? Like what? Like Jay-Z is too... Like Jay-Z starts with I, so I'm too good to start my verses with I? No, it's just putting a barrier to yourself in order to push yourself, in order to challenge yourself. You know what I mean?
Okay, but it shouldn't just never be that it's too easy. You can say anything else. I feel creatively pushed to rap in English. He's within his rights to do anything. Just the idea that it's too easy for him is bullshit. It's like none of this is easy.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's choice of verbiage, that's all.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I resent... I'm not saying...
Yeah. You resent the verbiage, is what
yeah,
you're
I resent
saying.
That sentiment, not him rapping in English and thinking that he wants to rap in English. He's completely within his rights. That's all.
There it is. All right, it's a 5-star review.
Oh, wait, can I just preemptive by saying, if you review us, we will read your review on the
I already
program.
Said that, that's why...
Okay, but I'm just saying it again.
Keiko. Whoa. Okay, yeah. 5-star review, headline, torn, truthfully. which
sounds like something I would say. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know when you're like super high off nothing and you go to bed and your head is like spinning, and it's really at that moment when you start wondering about the most random empirical philosophical questions ever, and you really wish you had the clarity of mind and someone as enlightened as you to debate those questions with? Well, me too. So I just listen to lasers and argue with them in my head. It's as satisfying, if not more. It's that great. Or maybe I'm biased. I don't think so. I'm torn. But it's good. I swear on my two dogs.
There we go. You're pretty good at reading, both of you. I think I'm a little dyslexic. There's no way I'm getting through that paragraph that smoothly. So good.
Once I started, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is
a wordy
review.
Rappers do this thing where we practice locution a lot.
Yeah, but not even. I would kibosh on the words. I would like get all.
You would get all jammed up.
All jammed up. But yeah.
This review is too before, but I love it, so I'm gonna read this one too. Oh. This one says same 5 stars, and it says, I agree with Mike and also think Alicia Keys is a lesbian. From a lesbian.
That's yeah. It. She doesn't say from a lesbian, but we know who she
is. No, she said from a lesbian.
Oh, at the end?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How well, do we know that it's know a she? It
because she said she's
can't
a lesbian.
Be a lesbian if you're a man.
Says who?
No.
Well, that gets into a whole other thing. Yeah. But yeah, that is, I mean, if a lesbian thinks Alicia Keys is a lesbian, we have some pretty incriminating evidence.
Okay.
Well. Am I going to have to start advocating for the male lesbians
no,
out there?
No. No. Goodbye, guys.
No.
Goodbye.
Get me started.